Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Cow Holistic Healing Hour, and I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. Welcome. The show will be about an hour today. We'll continue in our discussion of natural medicines, the complete guide. I believe we're left off with aromatherapy in the last episode. We'll pick it up with probably essential oils. Also, within the hour, we'll revisit the medicinal plants, the therapeutic teas, the aromatherapy, and the floral essences. And we're up to nature's remedies. We've also talked about herbs and spices and natural beauty. So after we take a sponsor break, we'll open up with that, talk about nature's remedies. And we'll try to get through and including probably pineapple, echinacea, bee pollen, cider vinegar, and possibly healing earth or clay in today's episode over the hour. And that should get us in the next show to our garden pharmacy. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start in with nature's remedies. Natural beauty. I'm trying to scan this quickly because of my memory. I'm not sure we covered as many categories as I thought. The entire show is archived. So when we come back, we may be starting with herbs and spices. I have to check my own notes and my old man memory. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill, and thanks for joining us at the show today. I want to do an outtake from my earlier Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans. It's about, probably 20 minutes, 19 minutes, and I'll come back and expand upon that at that time. Stay with me, about 19 minutes.
1:18 p.m. Rest in peace, Mom. It's actually my mother's birthday today. She would be 104 years old, I believe. Maybe 105. I lost track. God rest my mom. And next week will be my wife's birthday, and coincidentally, my brother-in-law's birthday is right around the corner here this week. So, busy week. Welcome one and all, invitees, wherever you're coming in, sales team, Gage sales team, for CTFO, clients, longstanding customers, followers, alignable marketing people. I just reached out to about 50 of you or so via our Elites program, and many of you have become familiar with our premier marketing back office system with the great phone app system and ubiquitous audience. So wherever you are coming in and whatever slippers fit your feet, thank you. Welcome one and all. And I just sent out an email to about 50 or so of you folks with the Michael Swilling YouTube video, the most recent one at our CTFO YouTube channel, so wonderfully manned and monitored by Michael Swilling, our presidential director. And in the very most recent one that you folks were applicable, if you're here to invite, that is pertinent to our event for the Momentum 2021 big webinar this weekend. And one and all, as you come through, you're all invited. And the linkage will be over at my Anchor radio show a little bit later today. Probably at my Holistic Healing Hour show. I already released a CTFO Anchor radio show earlier today. I just released it a moment or so ago. So, segmentizing some of the invitees, for those of you that have just reached out to you in the last couple, 3 days, it's like 50 of you or so. Many of you, as I said, have gone ahead and opened up the respective phone apps, videos that I sent you. And some of you have sent a series of two now, and my own membrane, I'll have to remember myself. And I think as of today, I just sent out the first introductory video, probably to about another 20-ish people today. So some of you have gotten information to a couple and or three different videos. Welcome. Some of you will hopefully get those two or three probably by tomorrow. And that puts us, as in tomorrow, Thursday, 2 days closer to Saturday. So if indeed you are planning on attending, love to have you. It's 2 hours on Saturday, Eastern Standard Time, via the link. It's, what time does it start at Eastern Standard Time? I'll have to look myself. I think 11 goes to 1 Eastern Standard Time, and it would be 9 Pacific Standard Time, a couple of hours. Those of you, again, with your degree of familiarity or lack thereof, pardon me, I'm Grandpa Bill for CTFOers under the auspices of what I just said. I would be your sponsor if indeed you decided to take the turnkey operation offer and or if you join up as a wholesale shopper. The Lord and Mary, we have 800,000 shoppers. At the time of this taping, within that data and strata, there's many hundreds of thousands of people that have their own CTFO teams. And as you become familiar with your premier back offices and your websites are applicable when you sign up with the free website, you're availed all of this information, invited to the webinars on Tuesdays and Thursday nights for the rest of the year. Now that we're in it, every Tuesday and Thursday nights, there's informative training meetings in the back offices. And when you get in there, there's many PDFs and practitioners. Of course, our medical advisory board. At my anchor video shows, there's archival shows that I did the HOPE 2020 webinar back in October, which stood for helping other people excel. And that was a 3-hour webinar when it happened. For those of you that were there, those of you that are new, wherever you fit, I did an archival show where I did pretty much 3 20-minute segments of the total 1-hour shows, times 3 shows. You can find them in my archives about the HOPE webinar. When and if you get in there, for sure, listen to the entire, at the beginning, introduce yourself, please, to our medical advisory board. And again, with your degree of familiarity or lack thereof, this would be redundant to many. Dr. Rob Bonzica, who helped devise our ultimate multiple vitamins through the 10X Pure technology, which we're part owner of the company. And then you've heard Dave D, with your degree of familiarity, our marketing director, with Jeremy and Dr. Francis on the 10X Pure videos and this PDFs, Raphael Macholam. Of course, we have 84 products come Saturday, the sampling program, the CBDA cream, muscle and joint cream, the CBDA coffee coming. We're going to be announcing CBGA, and then there's a fourth mystery product that will be the fourth component to go with our keto creamer, which we've had for over a year now in sampling. And then, oh, I don't know, a couple of months ago, we released the CBDA, which is alluded to in the HOPE webinar that I talked about last October. That was kind of the prelude to fast forwarding to our momentum webinar now. And from October, I don't know, November, early December, we came out with the CBDA Clark from Google
Cream Pal. Packets.
Facial care sales.
Hang on a second. Here, my other.
Plus free facial.
Cam Hurd decided to speak at me for some reason. I'm sorry. I got two computers going here, live studio. Sorry about that. See how. Continuing with that distraction. Sorry about that. Usually, we do the shows here for about 25 to 30 minutes. And these are the preludes to my anchor radio shows. I also have a blog talk radio show that will be animal centric. We're working on that as well. So I have three podcast shows, an animal centric one, and my kennel club holistic healing hour is more mind, body, and soul, ethereal, spiritual, and it's all about water and the history of. Now I always go from a then and now theme. From when I did business then, many decades ago, because I offered a beet sales health meal bag when I was in the kelp and sea vegetation business for many years. Hello, Akua kelp people too. I've invited some of you. If you come through, I'll be talking with you and about you real soon, as I'll be talking about investment opportunities, as I have been with Primal Life Organics and America's Nurse, my nickname, Katrina Felber. So lots of these folks I've had on my podcast shows. Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay is going to be my sporadic, periodical, whatever, co-host, contributor at the Holistic Healing Hour. He runs a company of his own, Vitality Herbs and Clay. So I've been in the business for a really long time. I'm semi-retired from, fully retired from the kelp business when I dealt with it directly, but I still deal with it peripherally through this direct manufacturer program that I have through an all-corp program, which is a value-added service to our wholesale club that some of you got the email and the video about and being invited to, and you're all invited to, that accentuates the wholesale club. And many of these vendors I go back decades with, to include Trina Felber, who's been on my show, Michael King, who's been on my show several times, Kathy Donnell Visick from the Blissful Dog and Horse will be back on my show. We're working on that. Seth Brzezanski here in Maine with Tourmaline Spring Water, Living Nuts, my main cross promotion program. Who am I leaving out that I've had on the show? It seems as though I'm leaving somebody out. Dr. Jeffrey Lee way back, and many guests way back. I've done these shows for years under many different monikers and names. A lot of them have flown under the radar for a number of reasons, mostly because I've been in the industry, health industry, behind the scenes in a lot of capacities for a lot of years. And most of my shows at that time were a glorified vlog, and it was mostly my own clientele that had any kind of followership or what have you. And a lot of it was about my capacity behind scenes, independent ingredient broker. And I've talked over the years that one point in time I represented some ungodly amount of products, 40, 50,000 through Joe McCullough, Garden of Life, Jordan Rubin, all these affiliate programs, and then in a lot of capacities with them, resellers, private label, Effective Natural Products is a company that I will be talking a lot more about this year in past tense. There is a lot of these videos down in my warehouse, Grandpa Bill, Coffee with Grandpa, Around the Palette with Grandpa, where we talk about all the things I've done past tense with private label. I dealt a lot with a lot of show dogs and a lot of horses, champion horses and show dogs in that arena, and a lot of animals as well as a lot of humans. I've had my own private line of supplements years past. Some of these vendors I go back decades, and I made it to semi-retirement, and I've been with CTFO since June of 2018, and I've highlighted in my shows, plural, that at that time, I decided to take a different approach. The independent logo and independent drinky operation
was attracted to me because I've been a sole proprietor out of my home since 1995 when I left the corporate world. And I literally forged my way into the land of giants with these manufacturers and was able through time to forge some really strong business relationships with them, which basically played to my forte of being a conduit and hopefully a perceived harbinger of good information. And my forte is building relationships, at least past tense, and getting into and earning the business and earning these relationships and representing these people in so many different capacities over the years, directly, affiliate, private label. I've had them with dedicated pages on my websites, past tense, my blogs, past tense, for both human and animal consumption. And that includes many sea vegetation products, lots of which I incorporated into my own diet. I lost 45 pounds pretty quickly, very healthily, when I fought my addiction with alcohol and decided that it was time to do a lot of changing in my life. And that's when I turned to Michael King. Sacred clays were integral in helping me, especially abate the cravings for my addiction, which was alcohol. And I was able to lose weight quite rapidly, very healthily. And then, of course, I drank the Tourmaline Spring, Summer Spring water, Summer Spring for 57 years, and Tourmaline Spring every single day for the last 3 years. As late last year, I bought my third pallet of Tourmaline Spring water, the cleanest water on the planet, the only entity on the planet that is truly anthropogenically pollution-free. Everything's toxic, everything's polluted, to include every source of water, topsoil, air, tap water. It does not matter where you reside anymore, to include our own former pristine Sebago Lake. It's just to what degree it's polluted. And we even have test analysis, much like the kelp, which was always Thorvin kelp for myself, a stalwart in the industry for years. Private kelp that I offer. And there's acceptable levels of toxicity now, which is terrifying, even though it's quite low. Kelp, for instance, arsenic. If you look to compare a face of an apple on the peeling, there's 5 times more arsenic on the face of an apple peel. You could fit the arsenic on the eye of a sewing needle, parts per billion on Thorvin kelp, but at one point in time it was zero arsenic. So Tourmaline Spring water, because, find out if you're not familiar with it, because of how it's a geological phenomenon. It's never had any kind of nuclear fallout, radiation, or anything. It's protected from the ground to the bottle. So we have a water share program that's quite intriguing. We have 3 forms of CBD. We have the best sublingual CBD, CBDA, with 10X Pure, the technology. We have exclusivity on the DermaV, CelluV. We have a ton of non-CBD products. There's many categories of products: health, nutrition, beauty. We have a fine hair replacement product, Anagain, pet products, salves, creams, and again with the a la carte program, feeding food to your skin, the largest organ in the body. That's what disseminates America's nurse, Trina Felber, because food is the first ingredient in any of our skincare products, and that's the exception, not the rule, to anybody's cosmetic moisturizing creams or whatever. Most are made with tap water. It's better if it's purified water, but water as the first ingredient is not good. Now, if it's purified water and you have things like shea butter, essential oils, and what have you, that's the best within that industry. That's what CTFO does. If you want better, a la carte, America's Nurse, Trina Felber. And then, of course, Trina Felber's dental care package, another company I invested in, Primal Life Organics, for my granddaughter. Great growth rate, great future. They just did added another impressive advisory board member, John Damon from Shark Tank. Trina Felber has done a wonderful job with husband Josh Felber, and promoting and developing the company. They're here to stay. They'll be the wave of the future. Trina's been on my show. Been in the health business for a really long time. So wherever you folks fit into this Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, I'm on to taping more shows. I'm gonna cut out here, so join us for sure. 3 days till Momentum. I'll be reaching out to everybody. Those that have started to open up the marketing material and so forth. I have one sign up of recent note in the last 10 days. Michael, I'll be talking to you soon. And I see that you did go through a lot of the information. Good for you. So if anybody wants to reach out to me before, if you have questions or anything, please do so. And I hope to see y'all over the next couple, 3 days, and see you ambiguously, as we'll all be there on Saturday at the Momentum meeting. So onward and upward, and this is a one-of-a-kind revolutionary change, and this is the way we can rejuvenate local communities. I've often do my blogs and my shows saying downtown Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street Maine, Main Street around the world, with our international distribution center in Canada and in the Netherlands, and CTFO plans for the Far East. We're in 25 international companies, many of which are working CTFO businesses themselves. I would highly suggest you get familiar with the rank up files, how to do that, the copyrighted pay matrix, and edify yourself as much as possible. And we'd love to have you on board, and enjoy your day. Peace and happiness. And we'll see you in the shows. Have a great afternoon, or whenever you see this. Bye-bye for now. Thank you.
Let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. It's Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us today. Well, there's only 4 days until Momentum, so everybody's gearing up. And we will go through explosive growth and engaging members will see their incomes grow tenfold, and for many, much more. To date, our legacy team has over 750,000 customers and members. That's the legacy team alone within the CTFO family. Soon we will be adding 100,000 new customers and members daily. Unfortunately, with 750,000 people, we most likely will sell out of our new products Saturday at our Momentum meeting. The $100,000 sampling machine CTFO invested in to keep the price of samples down and be able to pay commissions on samples has been working 24 hours daily, but there will still be a limited supply. Make sure to order on Saturday while products are available. Launching exclusive and patented Healthy 10X Pure CBDA Coffee Black and Latte. Launching a CBGA product, that's right, G, and launching an exclusive product, people will see results in seconds. 4 products in the sampling system, everyone can do. You don't need to be a salesperson to succeed. Fundraising program, everyone is going to love. You can see this at the YouTube video link that's included in the description of the show. You want to take action steps as soon as possible. Get the short video to everyone you know and subscribe to our YouTube page so you don't miss out on all the updates, news, and announcements that will be pouring in. That link is included in the description of today's show as well. Join our Facebook page. You can also see the link in the description of today's show. Facebook creates logarithms to control what you see. Make sure to comment and like the posts on our page. Subscribe to our text broadcasts. You can also find that link and register for free for this Saturday Momentum 2021 event, again at the link in the description of today's show. Make sure to stay connected during this historic time. Here's Michael Swilling. You can hear it from him right now.
Hello, days away from Momento. Put your seatbelts on because we're going to go through absolutely explosive growth. And those members who are engaging are going to see their incomes and checks grow tenfold. And for many, much, much more. Now, in the link below, you're going to be able to register for our upcoming Momentum 2021 virtual event. So make sure you're registered for this event. Now, to date, our legacy team has over 750,000 members and customers. And soon, we're going to be adding over 100,000 monthly. But unfortunately, when you've got 750,000 people, we're most likely going to sell out of products this Saturday. Even with our investment that CTFO made with the $100,000 sampling machine so that they can keep the cost of samples down, so that they can make the samples commissionable, the likelihood of us selling out this Saturday is very, very high. And there's only a limited supply. So make sure you jump on the virtual event this Saturday and place your order while supplies last. Now, what are we doing? What's coming out? I can't give away everything, but we do know we're launching the very first exclusive and patented 10X Pure CBDA coffees, okay? Both in a black coffee and a latte. We're coming out with CBG. That's right. G, not CBD, but CBG. You don't want to miss and learn all about this incredible product and what it will do for you and the therapeutic value it has. And we've heard about this amazing product that's a demonstrable product that no one in the world will have, and people will see a difference within seconds. And of course, our incredible sampling system will have not one, not two, not three, but four different product samples. Now remember, you don't need to be a salesperson to give away free samples. And we know the success rate that it happens. This sample system is going to put our CTFO program in super growth hyper mode. There's gonna be the incredible fundraising program and so much more. So what action steps should you take today? First and foremost, take this video and share it with everyone you know. Second of all, subscribe to our team's YouTube page so you're not going to miss out on news, information, updates. There's going to be so much happening over the next few weeks, next few months. You want to stay connected and not miss out. If you're not part of our Facebook page, join our Facebook page. See the news, see the updates, see the testimonials, see what's going on. And if you're already a member of our Facebook page, unfortunately, Facebook creates algorithms that prevent you from seeing things. So make sure to make comments and like and make it one of your favorite pages so you can check on it daily. And if you're not part of our text broadcast yet, in the link below, you're going to see a place where you can add your cell phone number so you can stay up to date and in tune with everything that's going on. So make sure to stay connected during these historic times. I appreciate and love everyone. Make it a great day. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, that's Michael Swilling. I concur with everything Michael said.
Because you can do all of these things using natural materials
Hang
or what you find lying around. And I think that's what
that was for someone else. That was Michael Swilling previous to that gentleman. Sorry about that. And yeah, 4 days momentum to 2021. What I'm going to do in the wrap when we come back is give you about the last 20 minutes of what was our HOPE webinar back in October of 2020. That was a prelude to all of what you're hearing and coming to fruition now on Saturday. We'll be right back. When I load that tape up, you'll hear it from Stuart. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. And this will be the final episode, and we'll go probably for about another 20 minutes. I'd like to get herbs and spices into today's show. which hopefully will include coriander, and basil for sure, saffron, and yeah, let's wind up with those three, and we'll pick it up in the next episode with natural beauty. So, in the category of herbs and spices, learn to eat well and live healthfully with a collection of traditional remedies and culinary tips that I've outlined and discussed before from this said program. Herbs and spices, coriander, Coriandrum sativum. For thousands of years, both the leaves and seeds of this fragrant herb have been used for medicinal purposes. For instance, as far back as the 10th century BC, the Egyptians were including coriander seeds in burial offerings. The ancient Greeks believed the seeds to be an aphrodisiac and thought that adding them to white wine increased a man's sperm count. In ancient China, coriander was thought to promote immortality. Less dramatic uses included stimulating appetite and improving digestion remedies still relied upon today. Today, in addition to its health benefits, coriander is a popular cooking herb, often added to Italian curry spices. The seeds add a warm, sweet flavor to dishes. Mostly used in Asian and Southwestern cooking, the fresh leaves known as cilantro, lend a pungent, citrusy taste. Coriander for bad breath. Chewing coriander seeds to cure bad breath is a remedy that dates back to biblical Palestine. Today, coriander seeds are often an ingredient in many breath fresheners because their essential oils help to kill breath odors. You can also simply chew a few seeds for a minute or so and then spit them out. If you gather seeds from plants in your garden, be sure to use only those that are mature, those that are tan or brown and have a sweet fragrance similar to lily of the valleys. In contrast, unripe coriander seeds are green. Do not eat green coriander seeds. Coriander, Coriandrum sativum. Therapeutic effect. The essential oil in coriander seeds has many capabilities. It relieves spasms, promotes digestion, and alleviates flatulence. Because the seeds also contribute energy on a psychic level, they can help migraines, but not common headaches. In addition, coriander is said to increase the ability to express emotions and thoughts. An old folk remedy for wounds is to apply fresh cilantro leaves to the affected area. Components: the seeds contain an essential oil comprised of 60% to 70% linalool, as well as geraniol and geraniol acetate, orneol, indesikaldehyde, and phenylephrine. They also contain tannins, vitamin C, protein, fatty acids, gamma-cystocysteine, and umbelliferone and limonene. Potassium and a little vitamin C, are found in leaves. Coriander tea for flatulence. Pour 1 cup of boiling water, preferably tourmaline spring, over 2 teaspoons of crushed coriander seeds and steep for 10 minutes. Drink 1 cup when needed to dispel gas. Extra tip to relieve migraine headaches: drink lightly sweetened coriander tea twice a day. To make the tea, bring 2 cups of preferably tourmaline spring water and 1/2 teaspoon of crushed coriander seeds to a boil. Then simmer the mixture for 10 minutes, strain, and sweeten with honey. Kitchen hints: buy whole coriander seeds because once coriander is ground, most of the essential oil dissipates immediately. Crush the seeds yourself with a mortar and pestle just before using the pesto. Toast coriander seeds in an ungreased skillet on the stovetop before you crush them to intensify their flavor, or put them in a toaster oven on medium heat for a few minutes. Watch the seeds closely so they don't burn. Use coriander seeds to season soups, eggs, marinades for poultry, beef, and fish. salad dressing, potatoes, beets, and onions. Coriander seeds are also often added to liquors and to chocolate. Add coriander seeds when baking bread and rolls to give them a spicy taste and aroma. Try fresh cilantro with all types of beans, tomatoes, mushrooms, fish, salads, and guacamole. Store fresh cilantro as you would parsley. Sprinkle it with cold water, wrap it in a paper towel, and place inside a plastic bag and refrigerate it, or refrigerate the herbs with the stems in water. Cilantro spread, two teaspoons of chopped fresh cilantro, 1 cup of plain low-fat yogurt, a pinch of chili powder, and salt and freshly ground pepper. In a small bowl, thoroughly mix the cilantro, yogurt, and chili powder. Season the yogurt mixture with salt and freshly ground pepper to taste. Cover the mixture with plastic wrap and place it in a refrigerator for a few hours or overnight to allow the flavors to blend. Use as a topping for fish, as a dip for fresh vegetables, or as a spread for bread. As a digestive aid, mix a half a teaspoon of coriander with a half a teaspoon of any of the following: angelica, anise, chamomile, fennel, ginger, or rosemary flavored teas or herbs. Add 1 teaspoon of marjoram or peppermint and steep the herbal mixture overnight in the refrigerator in a combination of 1 cup of water, preferably tourmaline spring. You accentuate everything if you add tourmaline spring. It's truly a sacred living water. And a shot of vodka for those that can. But the vodka actually would burn off in the procedure anyway. It's more to intensify the tincture. It's not for alcoholic ambiance or alcohol ambiance or euphoria or what have you. It's used in a cooking capacity. So a love potion where the ancient Greeks write in believing that coriander is an aphrodisiac. There's no strong evidence for this, but you might want to do a bit of experimenting. To make the potion, add 3 teaspoons of crushed coriander seed to 1 quart of red wine. Seal the bottle tightly and allow the wine to steep in a cool place for a week. Shake the mixture and then strain it. Drink it 4 or 6 ounces at a time, if indeed you can capacitate alcohol without problems in doing so. Continuing with herbs and spices, basil, osmum basilicum, a medicinal herb as well as a sweet, pungent culinary seasoning. Basil is native to India, but is now grown in temperate regions all over the world. Basil, or basil, basil Rathbone, if you will. You say tomato, I say tomato. So I say basil, you say basil. It's all good. Basil is one of the most familiar herbs because it is widely used in Italian cuisine, particularly in tomato-based dishes, but it also complements many other foods, including meat, poultry, salads, and soups. This is fortunate because not only does basil enhance the flavor of foods, it also aids digestion. Indeed, this popular herb has a long history of medicinal use. In past centuries, the plant was accorded wide respect for its healing potential and was used to purify the mind, open the heart, and even cure malaria. Today, herbalists recommend basil as an antispasmodic. It is therefore used to treat intestinal problems, motion sickness, flatulence, and nausea. It also relaxes bronchial spasms and thus helpful for treating various respiratory illnesses. A refreshing basil drink is a cooling beverage that does double duty as an appetite stimulant, and it can be made from basil seeds. Use organic seeds or those that came from plants that you've grown, because the seeds are sold commercially may be chemically treated. So obtain basil seeds. To obtain them, let a few plants flower, and once the blossoms fall off, you'll easily be able to gather them. To make the drink, mix 1 teaspoon of seeds with a cup of non-sparkling mineral water or another beverage and let the seeds soak in the liquid for a few minutes before All right, I'm getting tired now. Basil, awesomum basilicum. The long day, folks. I've been taping a lot of shows. Therapeutic effect, thanks to its antispasmodic properties. Basil is used for treating flatulence and stomach upset. It also helps ease tension and induce sleep. Its pungent taste triggers the production of saliva, enabling the body to digest food more effectively. It further aids digestion by increasing appetite and the flow of bile. Basil can also stimulate the cilia in the nose, helping to clear nasal passages of mucus and disease-causing bacteria. The components, the therapeutic action of the herb is due to its essential oils, primarily methyl cavacol. Fresh basil also contains carotenoids and folic acid. It is dried. In its dried form, basil is a good source of calcium, potassium, and iron. Basil snuff, believe it or not. Basil provides relief from respiratory diseases. Crush the dried herb on a fine powder and sniff it deep into the nose. Drying the leaves increases their essential oil content, thereby strengthening their antibacterial effects. An extra tip, basil is easy to grow, and indeed a container of it should be a mixture in every kitchen. Not only does the sweet herb help purify the air, it also protects against troublesome insects and mosquitoes which shun its scent. Kitchen hints, try different types of basil. Interesting varieties include lemon, red, anise, and cinnamon basil. Dwarf basil, old basil, has small leaves, which is especially prized by chefs for its pleasant aroma and its fine taste. The fresh leaves, wrap them in paper towels and place them in plastic bags in the refrigerator. For longer storage, put the leaves in a container, cover them with olive oil, and refrigerate for 10 to 14 days. To freeze the leaves, puree them in a blender or food processor. Place the basil puree in an ice cube tray and add a little water to cover. Store dried basil in a tightly closed container in a dark place at room temperature. This prevents any flavor loss. Use it within a year. That's about the shelf life. And add fresh basil to foods just before serving. Basil complements pasta, mozzarella, cheese, tomatoes, zucchini, rice, beans, fish, and poultry. Meat and fish. You can get in this to see. All right. And saffron. Let's see how we're doing on the studio clock. Perfect. Let's see if we can muster up the energy to get to the home stretch and finish line. Saffron, Crocus sativus. The reddish-orange stigmas of a special variety of crocus are the source of saffron. Although saffron originated in Arabia, the plant was brought to Spain in the 8th century, and today that country is the major exporter of the spice. Saffron is quite costly, selling for as much as $50 an ounce because approximately 200,000 dried stigmas from about 70,000 flowers are needed to produce just 1 pound. Although it has a long history of use in natural medicine, saffron has fallen out of favor as a curative due to its price. It is still popular as a culinary herb, however, because of a little goes a long way. Just a pinch of saffron lends a distinctive flavor and color to rice dishes, pastries, and soups. Indeed, adding saffron to your diet may be well worth the cost. One medical study suggests that the low rate of heart disease in Spain is due partly to the liberal use of saffron in Spanish cooking. Saffron salve for gout symptoms. Rubbing a salve made from saffron into achy joints is an old folk remedy for gout. Basically, And because of saffron's high price, it is unlikely that you will find it ready-made in health food stores. It would be too cost prohibitive. Made in, you know, to sell it, to retail it. You can, or buy it, as far as that goes. You can make your own, however, by blending a few threads of saffron into petroleum jelly. Petroleum jelly is oil-based, so... You know, cut corners, save a buck, but I'd do that with precaution. I wouldn't use the petroleum jelly. It's counterintuitive because you're putting an oil-based product, petroleum, right back into your pores. So spread a thin layer of the salve on the affected areas in the morning and evening and use the salve until the joint pain abates. Therapeutic effects: saffron alleviates fatigue and exhaustion primarily because it works to strengthen the heart and nervous system. It aids digestion by increasing appetite and gastric juice production. And when added to some homeopathic preparations, it also relieves nosebleeds. The components of saffron: it contains the carotenoids crocin and crocetin, which are responsible for the reddish-orange color of the stigmas. The stigma also contain the aromatic essential oil saffron. Other constituents of saffron are cinnamon and pinene, as well as the substance pyrocycin, picrocycin, P-I-C-R-O-C-R-O-C-I-N, picrocycin, picrocycin. Wow. Say that three times fast. Well, as the substance, picrocyprosin. Saffron bitters is what it really is. I'll say it that way. Saffron is also high in thiamine and riboflavin. Saffron milk is a flavorful, soothing drink that can be helpful in relieving cardiac problems. To make it, bring 1 cup of milk just to a boil, add a pinch of saffron, reduce the heat and simmer the mixture for 2 minutes. Sweeten it with honey to taste and drink it once a day. Rubbing your gums with saffron is an herbal remedy that reduces soreness and inflammation. Crush a few threads of saffron into a powder. Use your index finger and massage it gently into your gums. You can mix the saffron with honey if you wish. Be careful when buying saffron because it is sometimes adulterated with other spices. True saffron is extremely expensive and has a deep orange to brownish red color. It's because it's so labor intensive and it takes so many of the plant to make it. Just 1 pound. So true saffron is expensive and it has a deeper orange to brownish red color. The redder the strands, the better the quality. Yellow saffron has absolutely no curative properties whatsoever. Choose whole saffron threads over powdered saffron because the threads have a better flavor. And you want to store saffron in an airtight container in a cool, dark place. Don't add saffron threads directly to foods. The flavor is better distributed when the spice is first allowed to soften in a little warm water, preferably tourmaline spring. Wait until the water takes on a yellow color and then add it to the dish. Use saffron sparingly in recipes because adding too much can produce a bitter taste. In addition, a large dose of saffron may make you feel ill, and more than a third of an ounce can be fatal. That is a superlative place to leave off for today. We'll pick it up with natural beauty in our next episode, and we'll have 7 complete chapters left in our 13-part series to include the natural beauty, nature's remedies, your garden pharmacy, ailments and treatments, self-healing techniques, general diagnoses, and alternative therapies. This is from a manual that I had back in the 90s, I think, or the very early 2000s, from International Publishers, Master Publishers, The Complete Guide to Natural Healing. produced under license by IMP and was printed in the United States. I've referenced this for about 4 or 5 years now. Usually, as the new year becomes such, I actually did it last year now, which was just, 14 days ago or so, as we were talking about the do's and don'ts of holiday eating, cross eating, wrong food combinations, and eating through October 31st at the onset of Halloween, all the way through up to and including Valentine's Day, the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and futures, themes of my shows here, and will be when Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay soon will be my co-contributor, co-host, as we'll be formulating his somewhat regular appearance. He won't be here daily, he has a business to do. We're shooting for once a month. We're working on that behind the scenes, and he was on my show just about 6 weeks ago now, where we talked about holiday eating and all of these subjects. So I'm going to close for today, and always remember that BH Sales, Chemical Help, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, all my supplying vendors, manufacturers, business constituents, to include Mike King, Kathy Dinell Vickick, Seth Brzezinski, his brother David Brzezinski, here with the main cross promotion program, Trina Felber, America's Nurse, Michael King, the Health Ranger, many more that you'll be hearing about soon. We all promote good health and all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. I want to thank everybody that's joined in, invited guests from my CTFO team. They're developing teams, plural, and invited guests of their own, where applicable. The Alignable Marketing Network people through invite, where applicable. Of course, everyone in the ubiquitous audience, appreciate you continuing to like us and share us. We grow exponentially both here at the show and the business by liking us and sharing us, literally, at the algorithms at social media particularly. It helps accentuate us and raise us in the search engines, because this will resonate with someone. To my many goodwill ambassadors, thank you. Continue the good work, and thank you too many to mention by name here today. Gonna close for now. Until the next time, we'll see you in the next time. And for now, may God bless. Peace and happiness. Bye-bye for now.